Saturday morning, the Experts program continues here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. And our expert when it comes to employment, getting yourself trained up, better job, better performance on the job that you're at, or even advice on running your business, that's Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions in Salinas and Santa Cruz. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be back.
Thank you so much for joining us. Today's topic, it's a good one, and that's all about lifelong learning, and it's important. And what are your thoughts about the importance of lifelong learning?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, and I'll boil it down to my first statement. That is, you only have one life to live. Now, so many people in our current modern age spend their entire life sitting in front of the television on Sunday, NFL or whatever other sports that they're into, or whatever binge TV watching. And frankly, when you're in your last little breath, is that what you want to think back onto what you've accomplished in your life? And it really doesn't add much to your life. So one of the things that can easily be said about learning is that lifelong learning adds years to your life, because it really will enhance and extend your life, because you're going to be living a healthier life. It also adds life to your years. And what that means is it gives you a sense of quality about your life, gives you a sense of just the interest to see and what the world is like around you. And when I'm talking about lifelong learning, you know, sure, in my school, we teach all these different career paths, which are very, very important to your checkbook. But there's more learning that really needs to be done. Learn about some other countries, go visit different places, but actually don't just cruise through it, but actually learn about the local history. Learn another language. That was another great area. Learn how to play chess. Add quality to your life and stop just wasting it on TV and binge TV. So,
well, you're not a TV fan, are you?
No. Right. It's not unusual. Like last night, the TV never got turned on.
Mm. Edward, it sounds like you've been a lifelong learner. Have you always been that person, or was there a moment in your life or an event that happened that made you say, I need to do more, I need to do better?
You know, actually, that's a great question. It really wasn't a moment in time. I mean, I was raised with a family, as an example. We didn't have a TV in our household until I was 12. And even that was just an old broken down black and white. Of course, because I'm very old, you know, we're talking black and white. But moving on from that, you know, what I remember listening in my household was the record player, the phonograph, and there would be, you know, opera, there would be actual Broadway plays being listened to, and Tale of the Ancient Mariner, I remember. And I watched my parents, who went back to school. They didn't go to college right out of high school. They went off into work, or they went off to war. And instead, they went back to school and continued on. And even my brother, all three of them have PhDs. Me, I'm just the least educated in my family, but I did continue to go to college over and over and over again. I've basically searched myself and found different interests in careers, and always found that it was very important to do that.
Somebody's buzzing you. That's Edward's watch.
I know, it's my watch.
Is that your alarm clock? You're supposed to get up now?
No, it's my watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Telling me someone's calling me at ungodly hours in the morning. But yeah, no, lifelong education has been part of my life. And fortunately, I've never really been overly enamored with TV. You know, you see this real life TV that's just kind of canned laughter all the time. But there is good documentaries on BBC, so TV's not off.
I did want to ask you about was, you've done so many different things in your life. I think that's the one thing that I find fascinating when we chat, and you talk about the different things you've been involved in, and a lot of it comes from the lifelong learning. Actually, in many respects, these jobs are part of that lifelong learning. I want to ask you about your career as a business consultant. Mm-hmm. How did you get into basically sticking your nose into other people's business?
Yeah, well, I don't stick my nose in other people's business. That's very funny.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek.
I know. I really help. The opportunities was that, you know, I started in business young, I feel, 20 years old, and I was out into the world of work. And through all of that, I never really kept a job or stayed in one position without moving on to another promotion and another job 2 to 5 years. And throughout that, I've been in many different industries. But I think in my natural heart, I'm a teacher. So when I combine the fact that I really care passionately about other people and their particular need, knowing that people don't live on islands, and opportunity came my way. I worked for a CPA firm that put me into a management consulting services area, and that really pretty much launched that whole direction for me. But that was way back in the 80s.
Sure. So were you trained as a certified public accountant then?
Yeah, went off and did that. And, you know, you've got state of Maryland, you got the state of California. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, one can't move into the other one and still be, you know, recognized. So,
okay.
But the reality was, you know, that wasn't really my forte as far as my passion. You know, taxes, just the reality of just doing write-up work and things like that, trust accounting and all of that was really quite boring, to be truthful.
But you did learn how to read a balance sheet from
that. My goodness, I've been doing balance sheets since I was in my early 20s. So 40 years of balance sheets and business running. You know, I think the best way that I learned was when I was controller of different companies, when I was a CFO of a company. You know, those are the things that really provided for me the training and the experience. I've been in both Fortune 50 companies, the largest of the largest, as well as, you know, medium and small. So I've kind of seen a really broad spectrum of different businesses and different challenges. So bring all of that to bear, I was very, very conscientious of what I was doing. And that was a part of my lifelong learning, as well as going back to school and working in different directions.
Yeah, because I was curious about that because you've had such a varied background. And I know in the business consulting, we've talked about this in the last week, but you really emphasize about the CEOs or the person who's in charge of the company really understanding where the dollars are going.
Right.
Financial, you know, like statements. How is it we're making all this money, but we're not profitable?
Right.
We don't have any liquidity. What if we're profitable, if we're making all this money, where's the liquidity?
Yeah. Well, you know, we tried to get into that a couple of weeks ago and talking about financial statements, and I continue to do that in our accounting classes. So if you've got one of my graduates, they're going to have more bearing on understanding their life of a business in terms of financial reporting than just your nuts and bolts of pushing paper around like an accounts payable clerk. So, but that kind of stuff is absolutely near and dear to my heart. You've got to run a business with numbers.
And I'm thinking that when you're talking about the classes that are offered, and many of them starting this month in October, it's not only important what classes are offered, but it's what you're learning, how you're learning it, what you're learning is expected to be applied, right? Yeah. Because you're sending people out with specific expectations of what they are going to be able to perform when they go back to their employers.
No, absolutely. It's work readiness training. It's not just theory and it's practice. And that's true in the IT side. We've got a class coming up the last week of October for a CompTIA Plus, which is absolutely required to get an IT job. And then our accounting program starts up again on the 22nd of October. And it's an afternoon class, which will provide a lot more opportunity for people. Now, they are taught, yes, the nuts and bolts about accounting, but they're also taught the understanding of financial reporting and how it applies to the bigger picture. And so they would be a good team player because they're not just limited to accounts payable or accounts receivable.
Okay. And Edward, with IT training, you do some IT training, correct, at the school?
Mm-hmm.
Are they learning about the hardware besides the software as far as how to diagnose what's wrong with a system?
Oh, yeah. They do. There's hardware training. There's operating software training. They build computers. They tear them apart. They analyze them. They build networks. They deal with wireless networks. They deal with hardwired networks all the way up to, you know, the 10 gig networks and switches and routers. And so they do quite a comprehensive training set with their CompTIA A+ and NET+ classes.
All right. For any of our listeners, you're business owners, or maybe you're an employee and you're looking to polish up on your skills or have your employees' skills polished up, Alliance Career Training Solutions is the solution for you. They're located in Santa Cruz and Salinas. And Edward, for more information on class schedules, times, costs, and so forth, how do folks get in touch with you?
They give us a call at 831-755-8200, and that's Monday through Friday. They can also check out our website at alliancetrains.com. And come by and visit us at 333 Abbott Street in Salinas.
Thanks, Edward. We'll see you again on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.